Hi, I'm Jane. I'm a naturopath, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about anxiety and some of the naturopathic hints and tips and helpful information, hopefully, for you if you are suffering from anxiety or know someone who is. So just very briefly, anxiety is, those feelings of worry, unease, apprehension and dread. I think we've all felt them at various times, and of course there's a huge spectrum of this condition, so depending on the severity, you may want to get individual advice from a health practitioner. And of course, I would recommend you getting advice from different health practitioners and having a holistic support network. But today, I just really wanted to give you some really practical hints and tips and things that you might be able to try yourself and, see what works for you. Before I go into that, a couple of aspects that might be behind anxiety. Sometimes hyperthyroidism conditions can be a cause of anxiety, and poor digestive health, nutritional deficiencies, blood sugar issues, heavy metal toxicity, and then there's also genetic and epigenetic factors. So they're just a couple of things that might be underlying to the to the anxiety, and they could be things that might be worth investigating further. So the areas that I wanted to focus on, firstly, is diet. So probably no surprises that I would recommend a whole food diet with low refined food. So that's really just sticking to real fruits, vegetables, good quality proteins, whether that's meat, eggs, or good quality vegetarian proteins. Nuts and seeds, etc. And avoiding the refined foods. The other area is to reduce stimulants like coffee, alcohol and drugs. Although they can often be really a short-term benefit in anxiety, usually you get the crash afterwards, and that the more that you use stimulants, it can actually be more of a problem than a help. So basically an anti-inflammatory healing diet. So looking at, you've coloured fruits and veggies with antioxidant components in it. Green tea is a really nice thing to include in your diet. There's a component in green tea called theanine, which is a type of amino acid, which is specifically helpful in anxiety. Sometimes you can find that as a supplement, so as an extracted component in health food store supplements, etc. That might be worth giving a go. So some of the specific nutrients outside of diet: vitamin B complex is really helpful for the nervous system, zinc, magnesium is a relaxant, so really helpful for when you're feeling anxious, especially at night time. And that can be even Epsom salt baths is a way of getting magnesium. That can be really relaxing. You can also add lavender essential oil to your Epsom salt bath. So it's one or two cups of Epsom salts and then about 20 drops of lavender essential oil is a really relaxing thing to do before going to sleep if your anxiety is causing you sleep issues or problems with getting to sleep. Another nutrient is probiotics. So probiotics probably don't need any explanation, but one of the areas that cause a lot of inflammation is if we have gut inflammation or dysbiosis. So we have signals that go from our gut to our brain, and that can be inflammatory signals that can actually contribute to anxiety. So some of the ways that these signals are sent to the brain is via our nerves, our hormones, and our immune system. So probiotics, and again, healing diet. So one of the therapeutic diets like GAPS, etc., might be something worth looking at as well. Where was I? So omega-3 oils. So you've got DHA, a lot of our brain is made up of DHA. That's a component of omega-3 oils. EPA, anti-inflammatory effect. And then finally, looking at herbs. So there are some fantastic relaxing herbs. I'll just name a few of them. You can either get them as the dried herb and make them into a tea. You can also get them made up into an extract or a tincture, which might be a little, an easier way for you to take them. So some of the herbs are lemon balm, skullcap, chamomile, lavender, kava, damiana, valerian, Ziziphus, especially good for sleep, and withania, and a particular key for withania is if you're underweight, so it's a very nourishing herb. Oats, you can get that as a herb, also just as the food, even also as a bath, you can put oats in the bath, good for kids. Some bush flowers that I like, dog rose and croia, so you know that might be something to look into. And there's also the bark flower essences, some of them that might be suitable in conditions of anxiety are agrimony, aspen, elm and white chestnut. So there you go, I hope that's a very quick introduction to some of the naturopathic nutrients, herbs and dietary advice for anxiety, and good luck. Thanks.